The text for the sermon this morning is from 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning at verse 3, as printed. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that does not fade away, reserved for you in heaven, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. These are your words, Holy Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. There is a lot of comfort and assurance to be found in the third article of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Sometimes we hardly think about those words as we say them, but their truths assure us of forgiveness and eternal life. The Catechism explains, the Holy Ghost has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. Our faith and salvation are all in God's hands. The Holy Spirit is the Lord and giver of life, who gives us faith to trust and believe in the Word of God. In another place, Peter says, he calls us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Through baptism, where he washes away our sins, and through the Lord's Supper, where we receive Jesus' body and blood given for our sins. The Holy Spirit calls us by the gospel, which St. Paul calls the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. Faith is a gift of the Holy Spirit, and he keeps us in the Christian faith in spite of our sin and in spite of the trials and temptations we face every day. We live this life as saint and sinner at the same time. There are people who think that once you are a Christian, you never sin again. But if you examine yourself honestly, you know your sins every single day, just as I know my sins every single day. Even St. Paul, that great hero of faith, struggled with sin throughout his life. Even as a great preacher, he wrote, "The good that I want to do, I do not do. The evil that I do not want to do, that I keep on doing." We need the Holy Spirit to daily and richly forgive us all our sins. Peter says in our text that we will face various trials and be tested by fire. Peter knew the persecution that was coming upon Christians in the Roman Empire, and persecution of Christians is growing again in our world today. It's horrible. It's terrible. It's frightening. But God uses it to strengthen his church, to strengthen us in our faith in him. When we face trials and temptations, whatever they may be, it makes us wonder about what we really believe. And the devil will do all that he can to drive us away from what we believe, to drive us away from Christ. He will point us to anything that distracts us from God and his word and the truth of our salvation. But the Holy Spirit comes again and points us to Jesus' words and promises. Baptism now saves us. Eat and drink for the forgiveness of sins. He who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life. By grace you have been saved through faith. Peter urges us to rejoice in the truth that God preserves us in our faith and salvation. We are saved by grace through faith for the sake of Jesus' suffering and death. This is a precious truth that we remember especially at this time of year when we celebrate the Reformation. But what is faith? Faith is believing what we have not seen and trusting what has been promised to us. The book of Hebrews says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But faith is only as good as what it believes in. A little child might believe in the Easter Bunny or the Tooth Fairy, but our faith is in the Word of God. And Jesus tells us God's Word is truth, and the truth will make you free. True Christian saving faith is more than just a sincere wish or imagination. True Christian saving faith is more than an emotional response or simply a feeling of closeness to Jesus. It is knowing and trusting that you, as a lost sinner deserving of hell, have been pardoned, forgiven, redeemed, and restored to being a child of God. It is knowing and having our confidence in Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God, who became our brother in human flesh, who suffered death in our place, and then triumphantly rose from the grave, that we might also rise and have eternal life with him. The Holy Spirit keeps and preserves us in this one true faith that we share with the whole Christian church throughout the world. This faith will endure even when the world is destroyed. This faith brings us to eternal life, where we will see what now we only hope for, where we will experience what now is but promised to us. There, in heaven, we will live with the God who created us. Only Adam and Eve, before they sinned, have known that blessedness of being so close to God, to being in perfect communion with God. But that paradise will be restored to us in the life of the world to come. There we will know, face to face, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity who created us, redeemed us, and sanctifies us. We will be with God, as Jesus promises. I go to prepare a place for you. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. All the blessedness of heaven is ours through faith in Jesus, our Savior, given to us and preserved in us by the Holy Spirit through the means of grace. The voice of God then to us becomes the voice of our Good Shepherd. Where he is, we will be. Because he lives, we will live also. Peter says, your faith is more precious than gold. Salvation will be revealed to the praise, honor, and glory of Jesus Christ. May God preserve us in this true faith unto eternal life. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen. Let us rise and pray. O Lord, we render unto you our heartfelt thanks that you have taught us what you would have us believe and do. Help us, O God, by your Holy Spirit, for the sake of Jesus Christ, to keep your word in pure hearts, that we thereby may be strengthened in faith, perfected in holiness, and comforted in life and death. Amen. peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.